This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, South Canyon. Welcome back to another podcast. The three pastors are here, Pastor Brent and myself, Pastor Josh, and Pastor Joel is here. And we want to talk about worship. And so, Joel, what question should I ask? Joel, what is worship?
sometimes challenges can be when it comes to worship is we have sometimes a really narrow view of worship, just equated with music and equated with that time in the service when we sing, and there's a lot of ways to expand that out and have a bigger view of worship, even within the service. Listening to the Word of God, sitting under the Word is worship. Our giving is worship, and then really our entire lives. I mean, Romans 12 says, in view of God's mercy, to present yourself as a living sacrifice to your spiritual worship, and then and Paul writes in 1 Corinthians that whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God, and so. Worship in the broadest sense is just what we are called to do as creatures, to praise and honor our Creator and to reflect, to glorify Him, reflect His glory in all of our life. But when we come together as a local church, as a congregation, and even as we're commanded to sing, to sing praises to God, I think it's important that aspect of worship, that corporate worship, that singing, is focused on God. That we're singing biblical truth, we're singing about the gospel, and it's in response to that objective truth that's outside of us. It's not just about how we're feeling or how the music is making us feel, but in our response to biblical truth, to the gospel, and to seeing, hopefully the glory of Christ, the glory of God. Even in some of the songs that we sing, then our response is gratitude, is praise, is adoration. Another aspect of that is that there's not only this vertical sense where we're engaging with God and we're praising and honoring Him, but there's a kind of a horizontal corporate aspect as well. In Colossians 3:16, Paul writes, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." And the way that verse works, all these things are connected. And so in our singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, this is a means by which the word of Christ or the gospel, can dwell in us richly. And so these truths can kind of go deep in our hearts, and hopefully they can come to us and be a reminder and encouragement to us, even maybe going through a valley, going through a dark time. Sometimes a song or a hymn will come to mind even more readily and more easily than a sermon or a book that we read. And then also that there is this aspect of teaching and admonishing one another, even through our singing and our songs that we sing. And so we're encouraging one another, look to Christ. We're encouraging one another, obey Him and be filled with the Spirit. And so there's also that corporate sense of one another. And so that's why certainly as the worship pastor and as leading the worship team, we don't want it to be a concert mentality where people are just kind of sitting there and listening to the music. I mean, we hope the music is good, but we're not wanting it to be a concert. We're wanting people to sing out and to participate and not to be responding to us, but responding to the truth of God's word and the glory of what we're singing about.
So there's several things going on. Is that in one sense, it's a response of praise to God. He has spoken to us. He has given grace to us. He has initiated, and we respond. We respond back to Him. But there's also like a, there's also like you talked about, there's a mutual teaching. You know, we are singing and driving truths into our heart. Music has a way of being able to get, I think, two parts of the heart into parts of our memory and our mind through music. You know, you put a truth or a statement to song and your kids remember it faster, or they, you know, like even just when we're learning the ABCs, don't we learn it with a song, you know? And so there is something about song that gets almost deeper into our psyche and our soul that than just straight monologue does. So while we do need preaching and teaching, that's essential. I think we do need singing and almost to get to the unconscious and subconscious places of our heart and our mind. And then it's also like a public confession. It's like we are all confessing our faith together with the same language. That's kind of a cool thing, is that we're all professing the same truths together artistically. We're not just computers, but we're artistic beings that that are reflecting our artistic creator and confessing. You know, it's a confession. It's almost like a catechism that we're singing together of what we believe, whether we feel it or not. And then often the song actually captures our feelings and then brings them into conformity of the truth. You know, so so that it's actually a pretty miraculous, amazing thing, and I think essential for God's people. In all those different ways. So it's more than just, did I like the song? Did it make me feel happy? It's like, no, it's a confession of faith. It's a sharing and teaching one another. It's a response to God. Those are all kind of amazing things.
Yeah. Joel, share a little bit more about how you think about preparing and choosing what we do in terms of the music and the singing, the corporate worship, and that part of the corporate worship.
Sure. Yeah, I really try to... I mean, one aspect for me is just coming in here and getting to know some of the songs that I'm already familiar with and love and have known for years, and then others that may be a little more new to me, and trying to pick up on some of those as well. So that's a unique thing for me right now. But yeah, just often thinking through what the sermon passage is going to be, sometimes talking to Pastor Brent a little bit about that, trying to think through what we're going to be thinking about, what's going to be kind of spoken from God's word, and wanting to have a certain, there's a certain structure to the worship where we want to begin as much as possible, you know, really just being presented with the glory of God, the majesty of God, kind of seeing that we need to get our attention off of ourselves, or you know, maybe trying to get at, you know, out of the door to church and dealing with kids or whatever. But we need to have our eyes fixed on just the majesty, the holiness of God. But then out of that, we're always reminded, either through the words of the song or just even through our own hearts, that we're unworthy and that we're sinners, we failed, and so we need that opportunity. And sometimes it happens, you know, in prayers that we'll have up from the front, but also even in our songs, just acknowledging our sinfulness, confessing that in some sense, and being able to then have a clear gospel songs that are not just referring to the cross or referring to, you know, to Jesus or something, but hopefully as much as possible, you know, really getting to the heart of, you know, Jesus died on the cross in our place so we can be forgiven. You know, songs like In Christ Alone, or songs like Come Behold the Wondrous Mystery, or something like that. So that we're really being reminded again. I mean, we need to be reminded not just every Sunday, we need to be reminded every day of that reality of the gospel. And then from that fresh reminder, rehearsal of the gospel, being able to respond and being able to express our thankfulness and our praise. And so, I mean, those aren't really strict and rigid categories, but try to have, in a sense, that sort of journey and think through that through a big diversity of songs. And clearly, there are some songs that are just simple, and those might highlight the gospel, or they might just be songs of response. And then there's others that are very full of content and truth, but they all can serve different purposes, and they all can be encouraging and edifying in different ways. So trying to strike a balance, but hopefully bring people along on that that kind of journey, that kind of progression.
So I hear part of what I hear in there is the God-man Christ response,
right.
Kind of framework of the gospel of God and his glory and who he is, his holiness, his justice, his love. And then also at some point in there having our inability, our need, our sinfulness, but then also that Christ is that remedy of reconciling us to him and how we ought to respond. So it might not necessarily always be in that order. It might have all four in one song, might only have part of one in a song, but generally wanting to, throughout the service, even from opening call to worship to closing benediction, having those threads in there in various forms and moods and tones and expressions. That'd be fair?
Yeah.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course there's some hymns and where they kind of go through that entire biblical theology, the entire from creation to new heavens and the new earth in five verses or whatever. And those are amazing, but you can't, if every song is like that, it might be overwhelming to people. But it can come out in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And sometimes songs have multiple themes, multiple threads going through there. One thing that we're going to be planning to roll out and just let people know and share links for is there's already a Spotify, a church playlist that has the different worship songs that we're using here at South Canyon, kind of a master list that you can just put it on shuffle and have it playing in the car or in the home. And that can be a really encouraging way to just be listening to worship music and learning maybe some of the songs that we do here a little better. And then a new thing is a kind of a weekly playlist that would have, maybe starting Thursday morning, sometime closer to the end of the week, the songs for Sunday. So you could go there, you could see what the songs are going to be, and maybe there's ones you don't know as well. You could be listening to those a couple times, just becoming more familiar so you can really engage and just jump in. And it's always hard for people when there's unfamiliar songs, they feel like they have to pull back and not able to sing as much, and that's okay. They can be just encouraged by hearing it and hearing other people sing it, but maybe getting a little bit of a head start and being able to learn something unfamiliar. And then after Sunday, if it's not changed again till Thursday or something, for a few days after Sunday, if you want to go back and find a song that you really liked or just remember what it was or share it with someone else, you can go back to that playlist and find that each week. So that's been something that I've found can be an encouraging way just to have people kind of engage with what's going to be happening on Sunday, just like it can be great to read through the sermon passage and kind of be looking at that some in your quiet time to be prepared for the preaching. It's kind of the same idea. So that's something that we'll begin to kind of share those links and let people be able to get connected to that if they want.
Yeah, very similar to, as we're preaching, our life groups all do sermon discussion off that. So we've got one text that's being pressed into. We've all heard it together, but then we're all working it out. And maybe I haven't had conversations with other people in life group, but there is a sense of unity of knowing they're having the same conversations. They're being shaped by the same scriptures we are. But in the same way, that can be through this list, be the same thing where these songs are kind of our songs for the week that we're letting shape us and form us and get in our memories and our hearts. And that's kind of a cool thing that that I know that a good chunk of the rest of the church is also kind of worshiping with the same words and songs that I am. It does cultivate a unity, even if I am not personally interacting with every person in my church. We are all being shaped in the same direction with the same sermon, same songs. And I think that helps us keep our church unified, even while it's impossible to have personal connection every week with every person. So I think that's a really great thing.
Yeah, and I think that what you just said is sort of maybe a very practical way to get toward or move toward what we just talked about recently in Acts 4, that they were of one heart and mind.
Yeah.
Having these songs that we're together learning, singing, expressing our praise to God, and then the same thing with the messages and the discussion and the life groups and the application and so forth. It's a part of that. It's a way, it's a means of grace that God can use to help us be more and more of one heart and mind as a congregation through His Word that we preach, that we sing, that we pray, that we see through the ordinances. So, another tool, another means we trust of that.
That's great. So hopefully that helps us kind of fight our own individualistic tendencies to just have what we want and listen to what we want, but to go slow. This is the slow approach to church. You know, this is the slow approach of one text of scripture each week, just steady on together, kind of in formation together as one body, and also maybe through some of the songs. Not to say you can't listen to other songs, that's not what we're saying, but if we make a priority for these, I think we'll see a real joy and unity of heart and mind and conviction develop over time as we just keep step with one another in our response to God.
Yeah, it actually makes me think of just the other day we were driving in the car and my oldest daughter just was commenting to me, like saying that, you know, Dad, I pretty much always know the songs that we're going to do on Sunday, and they're not new to me because either you've been kind of playing them, practicing them at home, or you've been playing them on your phone and listening to them. And so she never has kind of a curveball where there's this song that she just isn't familiar with. And so in a sense, you know, maybe not everyone's going to be, you know, in Pastor Joel's home and hearing me practice on the piano, but they can not be caught off guard by something new, but kind of be able to know and be kind of be ready, more familiar when we gather to sing corporately. So
yeah, when you're having to spend less time learning the song and the melody and more freedom to just let your heart and words express the truths, you know, there's a lot of freedom in that. So yeah.
And I just want to say as we wrap up here, Joel, I'm grateful for how God has worked to bring you here and thankful for your leadership and for your approach to these things. It's very consistent with what we desired and prayed for and how God has been working and leading our church. And so we're very, very thankful for your family, thankful that you guys are here, thankful we were able to be a part of your ordination here recently and so forth. So we're very grateful for how God has worked and that you're here and for your leadership in this part of our church as well as in other ways beyond what happens on Sunday morning, obviously. The ways you serve and will be a part of serving and shepherding this congregation with us, we're grateful.
Thanks. Yep. We're happy to be here.
Yep, it's a joy to be able to gather together in worship and to be able to take that worship and continue as we scatter throughout the week to continue to worship the Lord in that way. And so, again, always make the gathering of God's people. We are to worship in bodies, in person, together. We just can't get through iTunes or through even a live stream, as helpful as that can be. Christ came to us in a body personally. He didn't send an app or a live stream. He came in person, and I think He intends for us to be gathered in person to celebrate and worship Him together. There's a special power in embodied gathering that makes the singing of God's praises especially sweet. So thanks for taking the time to listen to this. As always, let us know if you have any questions or different ways you'd like to be involved or whatever. We love that. So have a good week.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.